apologize that tonight is probably going to be shorter than normal because otherwise, you know, like Thursday nights, I know it's hard for the guys that come to stay awake. I think I'm going to fall asleep tonight. I'm just mamish wiped. So we're up to the 10th bracha in Shmona Esrei. The 10th bracha that is really a shift from the private brachos to the public brachos. All brachos in Shmona Esrei are public in the sense that you don't only daven for yourself, you daven for others. We focus on that last week in the bracha for parnasa, livelihood, that, you know, very often we think of ourselves when we think about livelihood, but just as in refuah, we daven for others who are ill. In parnasa, we should try and make sure that we're thinking of other people when we're davening in parnasa. Everything is belash and tzibur, but when we go from Bereich Aleinu to Kabishofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, the first bracha, that the focus of the bracha is the Jewish people as a whole. That's what happens when we come to Kav Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu. There are those that point out the reason why to Kav Shofar follows Bereich Aleinu is an interesting idea, that very often, who wants Mashiach? And this is unfortunately a very sad thing, but a true thing. Who wants Mashiach? The people that, Rachman Olitzlan, have a lot of tzaras. You know, I remember when Talmud of mine passed away, that his almana told me how his 2-year-old or 3-year-old daughter was constantly talking about Mashiach, Mashiach, and, you know, his 5.5-year-old son always talking about Mashiach, Mashiach. Why? Then we're going to see Tati. Then we're going to see Tati again. Right? And so the idea of Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, some explain that it follows Bereich Aleinu, Refuah, that we want Mashiach, even when Baruch Hashem everyone's healthy, even when Baruch Hashem everyone has Parnasa, we still want Mashiach. We still want the Geula to come. We're not davening for the Geula only for our sake, but we're davening for the Geula for the sake of Kavod Shemayim, for the sake of the Shechina, the Galusa. And that's an interesting idea when we come to Kav Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, not to say that you don't have, that you shouldn't have private kavanas in terms of wanting geula, so that people who are b'tzara, whether Rachman Lasson, we ourselves are b'tzara, that Mashiach should come and Kadosh Baruch Hu should take us out from all the tzaras, but that is an interesting ha'ara, that's why it follows after the person has been healed, the person has been made whole in so many ways. What's interesting is to contrast that with the very first line, one pshat in the very first line that says, Tekah b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. Hashem should blow b'shofar gadol, and the big shofar l'cheruseinu to free us, right? So, first of all, why is the shofar the simon of redemption? So we know that this is based upon Psukim and Yeshaya and other Nevi'im. They talk about a shofar that will be blown to usher in, herald in a new age. It's a shofar gadol, because the Medrash tells us that the shofar, that the ayel that was killed by Avram Avinu in the place of Yitzchak at the Akedah, right, when he didn't kill Yitzchak, there was a ram that was caught in the thicket. Avram offers it up. The ram had two horns. The left ram, the left horn, the smaller shofar of the ram, was blown at Har Sinai, but the right horn, the right shofar of that ram, is the larger one, and that's being saved for the Geula Shlema, because the revelation of God that was at Har Sinai, as great as it was, this one is going to be even greater. Why? In what ways? Some say, in terms of how mind-blowing it is. At Har Sinai, the Jews heard Hashem's voice, they saw sounds, they heard sights, it was beyond the veil of nature. The Geula Shlema is going to be even wilder, even crazier. Others say a little bit differently, that when we talk about the Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, to free us, we know there was a concept of freedom also at the Torah, at Kabbalah's Torah. Al tikri charus el cherus. Don't say that the words were engraved in the Luchos. Charus el cherus. The Torah gives cherus. Torah gives you freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from Yetzer Hara. A person that's committed to Torah is a person that will find freedom from the Yetzer Hara. There is a famous medrash that when the shofar was blown at Har Sinai, there was a certain zuama, a certain poison that was injected into Adam and Chava after the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Exactly how it got into Adam and Chava is interesting. Was it from eating? Was it from something else? But pasku zuamasan. That zuama, that spiritual poison that came after the sin of Adam and Chava, when that shofar was blown at Har Sinai, it was removed. Unfortunately, when we sinned with the Chayv HaEgel, the Zuhama came back. So some say, Tekah B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, that this is going to be the final freedom. The freedom that we experienced at Matan Torah was a freedom for a time. It was a partial freedom. The freedom that we're going to experience at the Geula Asida will be a total freedom, as the Gemara in Sukkah says, when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, the Satan is going to be killed, right? That's why they say they blow the Tekiah Gedola, right, Sam? La'arbev es Satan, to confuse the Satan, to get him nervous that his time is coming. That's why we blow so many Tekiahs, because when the Satan hears Tekiahs, especially a lot of them going on for a long time, he gets very nervous that that's going to be his end. We once shared an idea. I don't get it. Doesn't the Satan realize every year we do the same thing? Why is the Satan so worried? Right?
Because he doesn't know if this is the final year.
Meaning, so some say, I think it was actually Rabbi Elish Satmar. It's funny, on Hey Ear, we're quoting the Satmar Rebbe. I think he was the one, Hey Ear, tonight, according to Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, tonight is the night to celebrate his Yom HaTzmut. This was actually the day that the declaration of the state occurred. I remember growing up in Staten Island, that's what my father did, that he had Yom HaTzmut on Hei Ir. But evidently, Nishtanu, right. So that's the question is, in Golas, do we have to be Nidcha, or should we have Yontif Sheni Shal Golas? Do we say Tachanun tomorrow? We will say Tachanun, because we celebrated today.
Because
it's
ever. Ever. Very good. So Rabbi Yael said that from the Satan we can learn something. What can we learn something from the Satan? That the Satan is so afraid when he hears a shofar, because the Satan knows really how close the Geula is. The Satan knows, just like this, the Geula can happen. How many of us really have that belief, have that expectation, that mamish in a moment? They say the story about the Rav Nosson Wachtvogel Zatzal, who was the previous mashgiach in the Lakewood Yeshiva before Matzio Zalman. There was a mashgiach in Lakewood before the British invasion, right? And Rav Nosson Wachtvogel, when he was older already, not at the mamish end of his life, but you know, when he was older, that someone was driving to work from Lakewood, left very early, would go to Manhattan a lot, was driving very early, and he saw Rav Nosson Wachtvogel like on the street, half dressed, schlepping a suitcase, and looking very confused. And he said to him, Mashkiach, is Rebbe okay? What's wrong? And he looked around like, what, didn't you hear it? I don't understand. What? Why is everyone sleeping? What happened? Evidently, his neighbor was a Baal Tokeya in the yeshiva, and like 5 o'clock in the morning was practicing his tekiyas in his basement. He thought no one would hear. He evidently woke up with nothing. Nothing woke up hearing a shofar. He thought, this is it, it's Mashiach. He jumps out of bed. Most of us wake up hearing a shofar. We would think, oh my gosh, which neighbor of mine is the shofar blower? Right? If you live near Sam, you know who's the shofar blower. Right. But I doubt at 5 o'clock in the morning. Right? No, but you know,
that's
how
not,
there's an expectation.
Used to keep 5 o'clock. Nothing had a suitcase in the Mashiach. Had a suitcase when he came to the house, right there in the foyer.
That was the Mashiach suitcase, right? That's what
he
they say.
Suitcase prepared. Mashiach comes, he was ready to go.
Right, but he was someone achake lo b'chal yom mamish. So that's the idea, tekah b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. And there's also something that Rabbi Mansur brings down in his Sefer on Shmona Esrei, that, you know, sometimes we think, really, our generation is worthy of Mashiach. Our generations really could be worthy of Mashiach. The Rambam wasn't worthy, the Vilna Gaon wasn't worthy, you know, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger wasn't worthy, the Ramban, what?
The Jews in Mitzrayim weren't worthy either.
The Jews in, oh, that's true, that's a good aura, that they weren't worthy, but you know, that's the famous chat that they say that they needed to, otherwise they would have stayed sunken.
Isn't that the same thing? We're waiting till we get down so low and things are so bad that when they'll have to come.
So I'll tell you, so the Archaim HaKadosh says that, you know, at the end of the days, we'll hit Nun Shari Tuma. Oh, but how are we going to go out? Because that was only before Kabbalah Satorah. Once we were given the Torah, even if when you hit the lowest level, Torah has the power to bring back any Jew, no matter where the person is. But the Kabbashofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, how are we Zoche? So some say, Kabbashofar Gadol, what Midah is Gadol? Chesed. Gadol represents Chesed. The first Bracha Shmona Esrei, Kela Gadol Agibra Vanora, Gadol represents Avram, which is the mid of Chesed. You know, sometimes you tell someone, you be the bigger one, right? You ever tell your kids, you be the bigger one, You know, the kids don't like to hear that they have to be the bigger one.
I have to hear it.
Well, you don't say it to adults like that. You say it a little different. Be mevata, you know. But the idea that tkab shofar gadol, it's a shofar of chesed. Because we're not really worthy. We're not really worthy. It has to be b'chesed. That's how we're asking Hashem. Right? And Surpan points out from the Ariyaka, there's something we've said many times over, that I heard an updated version of it from my Rebbe Ribiat, one of the Bali Eitzah that I go to in Eretz Yisrael when I can, Rebbe Yaakov Meir Shechter, and I've said this many, many times, that Rebbe Yaakov Meir Shechter, when I brought Talmidim to see him at the end of the year, so he told him, when you're going to go back to America, I want you to know one thing. When you really give an effort to serve Hashem with a passion, with a fire, you try and daven with the slavas and try and learn Torah, and it's hard. Just know the mitzvahs that you do, this is what he told guys. 18, 19-year-old guys going back to America after, you know, their 10 months in Eretz Yisrael, says, I want you to know that your mitzvahs are cherished to the Ribono Shalom, like the mitzvahs of Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel, Velaya. I was blown away. I said to him, really? Like mamish? And he said, what? He said, absolutely. I said, how could that be? And he quoted a famous Ariyah Kaddish that the Arizal told his Talmud Reb Chaim Vital, because of Yeridas Hadoros, because they were on such a low generation in Sfat in the 1500s, right, that their mitzvahs can bring them to the level of Rishonim and maybe even further up, maybe to the level of Tanoim. Because it was such a Yiridas Hadoros. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter looked at me and said, do you know the Yiridas Hadoros we're in now? Do you know how low the generation is now? The Vilna Gaon said, this is the hardest time to be a firm Jew in all of time, at the end of days. And if we struggle, our mitzvahs are cherished to the Ribono Shel Olam in such a special way.
And that's true. If you're saying that Kabbash Shofar Gadol, that Hashem should use a shofar of chesed, wouldn't it be better for us if it was a Midas Rachamim?
So that's an interesting thing, Rachamim versus Chesed. I don't want to get into that now. You're raising an interesting point. We won't get into that. But that is an interesting Ha'ara. That is an interesting Ha'ara. But this idea that the Kavash Shofar Gadol Chirsenu, and again, as we said, it's eternal freedom, and it's a freedom, Saimitzad Ruchnius, in a spiritual sense, Yetzar is gone, and in a Gashmiya sense, and then we say the son Nes Lekabetz Galiosenu. And to lift up a nace. What's a nace? A nace is like a flag or a banner. Lekabit galiusenu, to gather in all of galiusenu, all of our exiles. And what's interesting is lekabit galiusenu, all of our exiles. It means some say people who are in exiles all over the world, all over different places. Others say lekabit galiusenu, they're all different types of galios. There's so many different types of exiles. There are people who are, of course, not in their proper land. They're people there, don't know who they are. They're exiled from themselves. They're exiled from their families. And what's the purpose of the nace? The nace, the banner that's going to be held up, is to remind us of who we are. To remind us of what we're really all about. And that's the idea of a nace. It's a demonstration of truth in the world, of Hashem's presence in the world. And that sanes, just lifting that up, it'll be lekabitz galiyosenu, will help us gather from all the places, v'kabitzenu yachad me'arba kanfos aretz. And the key is v'kabitzenu yachad. We know that it can only be if we come to yachad, if we can come to a sense of being together, me'arba kanfos aretz, from all mamish, all corners of the world. And it's appropriate, we learn this bracha tonight, on Hey Iyar, because the emes is there, those that explain, when you talk about the brachos of the public, the Gemara in Megillah talks about this, the brachos of the tzibur, the brachos that really have to do with geula, it's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process. We mentioned last week that this fact of Barech Aleinu, the Gemara says, not only in the Brachos Tzibur, Barech Aleinu, that once Eretz Yisrael starts becoming green again, right, and then the next stage that's going to happen in the Geula and the unfolding process is what? Is Jews are going to start coming from all over the world. You had Jewish farmers, we've mentioned this so many times, in the 1920s, growing things in Petach Tikva. And when the Chafetz Chaim heard it, he gave a clap on the table, and he says, "Thus is Eschalta de Gula, it's the beginning of the redemption." Their farmers growing things in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish farmers, bringing Peiros Haaretz out, it's Eschalta de Gula, it's the beginning of the redemption. What's the next step according to Shemot Esrei? When Jews from all over the world start coming in. When Jews from all over the world. It hasn't been with the Tekab Shofar Gadol Cheruseinu. But an amazing thing about Eretz Yisrael, you go around Eretz Yisrael today, you know how many different languages you hear? It's unbelievable. Whether you hear French, whether you hear English, whether you hear Spanish, whether you hear Italian, whether you hear Arabic, whether you, spoken by Jews, whether you hear... It's a Pella. It's an unbelievable thing. In Eretz Yisrael, why? Because there's a kibbutz galus going on in our day and age. Tekab shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. But we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to blow that great shofar to free us from all of the shibudim. Because the process has begun betata in the lower realm. What we're davening for in this bracha is that it should happen be'ilah. It should happen in the upper realm. That the kibbutz galios should come together. Al pi Kabbalah, there's also a very different hint as to what this bracha is talking about. The idea that... this bracha also, the kochos hanefesh of a person that are spilled all over the place in all different ways, that they're gathered together, that they're brought together as one and unified and bring the person back to a sense of wholeness. So even though it's a macro bracha, there is the micro meaning as well. But this is something that when you're davening, when you're saying this bracha, again, ideally it shouldn't only be for people that need the refuah, people that need the parnasa, people having tzaras. But don't forget, the kav shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. V'son eis l'kavetz gal yuseinu. People who are lost in so many ways. People that mamish need to be set free from so many things, rachmona letzlan, from things that really chain them up. Things, pitachta l'mosei roi, right? We said a lot of halal over the past month. Pitachta l'mosei roi. God, open up the chains. Untie the knots that hold me back. So that's what this bracha is talking about. This bracha is talking about untying the knots and letting everything rush to where it wants to be. Letting everything come to its natural place where it really needs to be. And from all kanfos haaretz and that, you know, Baruch Hashem we see today. We mamish see today with our eyes. So we should be zocha bezus Hashem that the ingathering of exiles that's happening in this world should be reflecting and mirroring the ingathering of exiles that's happening in the upper world, and we'll hear the sound of the great shofar very, very soon.